Now, it's quite an exciting week in Central South Africa. Joining me on OFM Nights is the senior social worker from Aurora Centre, Tabi Lenku, who's joining us on the show to tell us a bit more about something that's actually happening this week. It's a very exciting week, and it's hashtag Kick Your Habit. It's Sanka Challenge for the week. Welcome to OFM Nights.
Thank you so much for having me.
Listen, let's jump into it. As I mentioned, it is a busy week. You guys are on the ground and doing phenomenal work. For someone who's unfamiliar with what this week is, tell us a bit more about what you guys are doing.
Okay, so this week we have launched in one of the schools in Bloemfontein the Kick Your Habit Week, which is a campaign that we usually run every year in June. It's open to the general public, and during this week we challenge people to give up one habit that they have, like, you know, going a day or week without coffee, sugar, chocolate, social media, whatever it is that is a habit for you, or maybe sort of like an addiction that you have. And the main aim or purpose of this campaign is really just to raise awareness, not only on the severity of substance use, but also how difficult it is, or how challenging rather it is, for people who have substance use disorder to be able to go without the use of a substance. And in this year, as Aurora, we took the decision to just extend it to the school instead of just opening it to the general public, and that's why we are here to this week with the Kick Your Habit, just raising awareness in the schools to say, you know, say no to drugs. What are the different challenges that one, or implications that one can encounter when they are using substances? So we are at Bloemfontein South this week, and yesterday we launched, it was our day one, which went fairly well. So we had, it was myself, the social worker, and we also partnered with iDestiny, which is an organization that does leadership camps for schools, for different schools. And we just basically spread the message about, you know, drug abuse and the dangers thereof, and challenging the learners to partake in our campaign.
Let's quickly focus on the fact that you guys are targeting younger people with this campaign. And I think it's a really important work that you are doing. As we know, it is a big reality that especially young people in South Africa face. Tell me a bit more about the school's uptakes and the children's uptakes in this week's challenge.
I think because yesterday we just started, it was day one of the launch, as I said, but we have had on our social media pages and those of iDestiny, a few kids already submitted their videos and posts about what it is that they're trying to give up. But also why we decided to focus on the schools this year was because we are seeing an increase in the use of substances among learners. Myself working for a rehabilitation center, being responsible for children between the ages of 13 and 17, there's really been an influx in terms of the amount of patients that we have to admit who are under 18. And that alerts us to the fact that, you know, it's not enough that we are just talking to the adults because they are the ones with the decision-making power. But the problem is definitely there in the schools, and we need to be able to filter our message through to these young people as well.
Let's quickly talk to the adults. When it comes to someone who might be listening to our conversation now, perhaps a parent, and they want to do more, or they want to help you guys in your initiatives, what can they do and how can they get involved?
I think that we want to get as many people as possible involved in breaking a habit for a week, so that they can get to experience firstly how difficult it is, to share with us on our social media pages in terms of how they're experiencing it day by day. It doesn't have to be everyday posting, but just to put the message across to as many people as we possibly can. And for parents to also know where to go, where to refer if somebody does have a problem.
And if someone wants to reach out to you, where can we do that? I'm assuming social media is where everything starts.
Yes. Social media, we are on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Aurora Alcohol and Drug Center. And on the page, they can also get a link to our WhatsApp number. They can send us an inbox, or just go on that WhatsApp link to be able to send a message through to our WhatsApp, and then we will respond accordingly.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule this week to tell us a bit more about all the amazing things you guys are doing. Best of luck that side. We'll be sure to post a few links on our site. That's at ofm.co.za today.
Thank you so much for having us and giving us this opportunity.